and welcome to The Natural View. I'm Maggie Jacqua. I'm the content director of Whole Foods Magazine, and I'm here with my co-host, Todd Pollitt, 24 Stories Marketing. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Maggie.
Good to have you here. We have two very special guests today. We have Sebastian Gurry. He's the vice president of IFF Health, and also Mark Wright. He's the president of Health Right Products, an IFF company. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
So this is part of an ongoing series that we have. In July of 2022, in the print and digital issue of Whole Foods Magazine, we're shining a spotlight on leaders of the natural products industry. And you can read that coverage in the magazine. You can learn more about IFF Health and Health Right Products. And today we're excited to talk to both of you because we're gonna learn more about your personal leadership styles, as well as the company, corporate culture that helps drive success, and just kind of get more of a sense of what you guys have going on with some new partnerships and initiatives. So let's kick it off just with you, Sebastian. Tell us about your background and how you got started in the natural products industry.
Sure. So I'm a pharmacist and a chemist by training. And I've always been fascinated by human health in general, right? So since I'm 8 years old, I always wanted to be in that space. So I started in the pharmaceutical industry initially. And through my career in the pharmaceutical space, I was always puzzled by something, which was how can we prevent more disease rather than waiting for the machine to be broken and then curing them, right? Which led me to digging into how can we use probiotics to maintain health and potentially enhance health, which led me then to join DuPont at the time to lead the microbiome venture, and which brought me here. So that's the background of all this. And that led to a strong interest into harnessing nature overall. So live microbes, natural live microbes, but also plant extracts and various other type of natural ingredients to maintain human health and enhance it.
Excellent. And Mark, how about your journey? Tell us how you got into the industry and ended up where you are today.
Yeah, well, it started kind of in the beginning when, as a young man, I was very interested in health and fitness and exercise and eating right. I was working in a nutrition center, so selling supplements and supporting customers in that area. While I was going to college and looking to go on to my aviation career that I was intending to do. And I stumbled upon an opportunity to get involved in dietary supplement manufacturing. And my wife and I started that company in this company in 1995. And that's been the path ever since. So since 95, we've been in this industry and haven't looked back. It's been great.
That's an interesting turn, aviation to supplements.
Yeah. I don't use that degree a whole lot, but I've learned a whole lot more that's been a lot more applicable in what we do. And it's been a really great learning, a lifelong learning experience.
Nice. Well, guys, I have so many questions, but my first question, I want to talk to you a little bit, Sebastian. I know reading through your profile a little bit, you talk about the long-term vision of the company. Not only, you know, there are short-term gains necessary, but you guys really seem to have this extended viewpoint. And I'm just wondering from a leadership standpoint, how do you bring your people, your employees along for that ride? How do you instill in them some notion of, look, we're on this bigger mission here, and how do you keep them motivated for that long-term vision?
So in fact, that's not easy. And that's actually a tough question. It's actually, let me take a step back. So when we develop a new ingredient from scratch, it takes us in the industry everywhere between 5 to 7 years, right? From the moment you start to look at potential options down to the moment you are able to launch it. And it's very important as a result, when you have such a long lead time to develop and sell a new product, it's very important to really try to understand where the market is going with this long-term view. So that's number one. And the way we do this is we obviously have a strong interaction with our customers, but also with a broader ecosystem. So we are engaging with consumers, we are engaging with physicians, with patients, with various healthcare providers, caregivers, to really understand the unmet needs first. We then come back and formulate that into a potential value proposition for us, how we can play in that space, if you wish. And then we are going to work together as a team and start to put together the overall strategy for our health business, looking at these longer term trends. And with regards to communications to our teams, they are involved in the process quite early on. We keep a fair amount of transparency for the good and bad news. I'm trying to be as candid as I can with where we are heading, the kind of roadblocks we have, but also the kind of exciting innovations we have in our pipeline. And that really helps bring the team together. Now, obviously, it's not easy, as I mentioned. There are always disconnects that appear during that time period. And it's very important that we keep these regular touch points at all levels of leaderships. We, especially now that we are less in the office, that we have to work more virtually, that also creates some challenges with regards to team alignment, making sure everybody's on board, raising concerns when some of our team members have concerns, and so on and so forth. So to help us with all this, what we are also doing is making sure we have regular informal touch points, virtual ones, where every single one of our team members, no matter where they rank in the organization, can ask a question. So I do that on a monthly basis with all the team members to make sure that whatever's on top of their mind can be addressed and assessed. And when it's a strategic question where we're going to spend the time we need to share a little bit where we are going, we usually have long discussion also with my leadership team to make sure that the information is clearly cascaded and transparently communicated. And then we get cranking, we get on the execution side of things. And obviously, when we have good news around passing a milestone on one of our key projects, launching a new ingredient, having a new concept with the customers that is successful, we always celebrate that too. That's extremely important to keep the momentum and the energy high. So that's how we're trying to do things here. But I must say, yes, it's challenging over a long period of time. But it's very stimulating.
Excellent. Mark, I wanted to ask you, so obviously it's been an interesting few years. You know, we had COVID, challenges through leading that, and now you have, you know, exciting changes at the company. How do you, you know, lead through changes and keep people, you know, again, like Todd was saying, looking ahead to the future and seeing that things are happening for, you know, good reasons and keeping people motivated and inspired?
Yeah, as Sebastian said, it's not always easy, but communication is the key. And we're always focused on how we can communicate better to our people and to listen to them. We ask them on a regular basis for their feedback in regards to what they want to hear and how effective we were at communicating our messages. We have regular town halls once a quarter where we bring live everybody in the company together. So myself and the rest of the leadership can speak to the employees directly face to face and communicate the short and long term, both goals, vision, but also our milestones, our achievements. Where are we? We're very transparent in our positioning, both in the marketplace and also in where we are to our goals and our timelines. So we keep them up to date and informed very, very well in that regard. And then from a long-term motivation standpoint, we look at a variety of different programs. We put in our Project 150, where it's a longer-term goal, where we put a $1 million promise to bonus the company an additional $1 million on top of the other incentives that we have once certain milestones are reached. So there's not only the short-term bonuses and the incentives for the employees, but also the long term. And then from a leadership standpoint, continually to work to develop our leaders at every level throughout the organization so that they have the skills and the tools they need to better motivate, encourage, and support the direct reports that they have.
Great. I'm curious about switching gears just a little bit here, talking more specifically about probiotics. Obviously continues to be a very hot area in the natural products industry, right? You guys are both at the center of that in so many different ways. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, as leaders, your vision for where you think probiotics are going, and where do you think you guys will contribute? And I'm throwing that out there to either of you or both of you.
So, I mean, obviously, probiotics have been traditionally used for gut health, right? To really restore gut health and improve gut health overall from various kind of ailments to antibiotic-associated diarrhea, for example. But what we are seeing is the consumer awareness and also customer awareness now goes way beyond gut health, right? So COVID really helped to raise awareness on the impact that probiotics have for immune health. So to really stimulate the immune response and help fight infections. And what we see now is we see also a strong interest from consumers to go way beyond gut and immune and start looking at how probiotics can improve metabolic health. So on a daily basis, weight management, cholesterol management, liver health, and so on and so forth. So that's the first wave. The second wave will be around very likely the gut-brain axis. There is more and more articles, press articles, or general press articles and scientific articles clearly showing that some of our microbes in the gut microbiome are actually helping us to improve our mood overall, decrease anxiety, decrease stress level. And in some cases, actually, there was a puzzling study recently published that shows that the microbiome also helps you to be more decisive on specific things, right? So that helps you drive better decisions, which is a fascinating aspect also of it. And then last, we see some opportunities shaping up around skin and ultimately beauty through the gut. So beauty from the inside out using probiotics. So these are really the things we see short, mid, and long term that are happening in the space. I must say with the IFF portfolio of ingredients, we're extremely lucky to have a broad set of ingredients that ranges from probiotics, obviously, but also natural extracts. And what we are capable of doing today is assemble these two ingredients together to drive innovation and provide consumers with the unique solutions that are for the dietary supplement space. So that's in a nutshell what my thoughts are on that particular topic.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, so from HealthRight's side, the exciting part about where we see the probiotics going is, as Sebastian mentioned, some combination products and some different ways to deliver. So traditionally, probiotics are mostly done in a capsule format, which of course we're leaders in, and we're continuing to develop that side of the business. But also now to be able to take and mix them, put the formulations together to have more combination ingredients and more holistic solutions to various ailments that people are trying to address and that the brands are looking to support the consumer in. And then moving forward from there in the next year, we're going to add more delivery systems. So we're going to add stick packs and sachets to our portfolio in-house to where we can offer not only the capsule full turnkey solutions for customers, but also to offer it in different delivery systems as a stick pack so people can take them in a different way. And we can have different dosages that way. With our sachets and our sticks, we'll be able to go into very high doses for some, you know, very specific applications, but also to put good flavorings in there, natural flavorings from the IFF portfolio, as well as the alternate ingredients that can help support the overall health and the specific conditions we're trying to treat.
Excellent. As somebody who has trouble with pills, I always appreciate when I hear these companies are innovating in that direction. So I wanted to ask earlier, Sebastian, you mentioned, you know, the importance of celebrating the wins and, you know, kind of the team mentality that goes into that. So I feel like we're often reporting in Whole Foods Magazine about things that the company has going on. You guys have a lot of initiatives, new launches. What, if you could highlight a win or two that the company had, you know, celebrated recently?
Sure. So we have actually had some recent wins with some customers where we developed a chocolate, so a square of chocolate, including probiotics plus Sharp PS, probiotics for gut health and Sharp PS for brain health. So, and that has been launched actually in Asia, which is a fantastic innovation. We've also had some recent wins with regards to our science, our innovation pipeline. Today, we published an article on some work that has been going on now for years around the discovery of a new strain of microbe that could help in metabolic health, particularly around weight loss, as well as glucose level management, which is very exciting. It has been published in Cells, which is one of the most prestigious journal out there. Which is also a testimony of the quality of work that the team has done there. And last, I mean, the recent win was the ability to work closely with Mark with the acquisition of HealthRight, which is exciting. And that gives us this ability now to provide customers with full turnkey solutions with a high quality team, high quality facility, really outstanding know-how on formulation of various types of ingredients from probiotics to extracts to vitamin and minerals. And that, I must say, was one of the most exciting win of the year for IFF, and I hopefully for HealthRight too.
Mark, you have to be excited about this, right?
Yeah, it's hard to top that. You know, 27 years of growth and development to get to this point. And we couldn't be more thrilled to be partnered with a company, honestly, that we've worked with for over 25 years. So now to be finally truly partnered, be a part of that organization is just fantastic. The entire leadership team, the company is excited about it. We're thrilled to now have the more integrated development skills that this offers for our customers and the better solutions to be able to be easier to do business with. Our customers now, our meaning both, you know, IFF and HealthRights that are now one, our customers now just have to come to one point of source and they get a finished turnkey product with all of the resources and support available to them, which is just fantastic. So that is definitely the highlight, no question. Other wins, the addition of and the kickoff of the expansion project that we're doing right now to add the new stick and sachet lines. That's a huge win. Will be a future win, of course, but we're really excited about that. And then just the success of being able to support our customers throughout these very difficult supply chain challenge times of the last couple of years that we've all faced. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been without hiccups. But we're definitely very, very excited about the win of being able to support the customers through that and to be in a much better position right now from both a staffing, a capacity, a capability standpoint to be able to support as we grow into the future as well. So those are some of the biggest wins for us that we're really, really excited about. Keeps us motivated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to just touch on for the industry in a broader sense. You both bring so much experience to the industry, a lot of wisdom gained over the years. What can leaders of the natural products industry do better to help ensure our collective success? Any words of wisdom? Sebastian, I'll start with you.
Well, I'm not sure I will have words of wisdom, but in the industry, I believe, and as Mark mentioned in the past, and I strongly believe it too, is that it's a privilege to work in an industry that improves human health overall. So that's the first point. And with privilege comes duty. And we have the duty as leaders and as companies to ensure that whatever we launch out there, number one, is of high quality, is safe, and is substantiated by strong science and clinical trials. We make a promise to consumers that when they buy our products, they will maintain health or improve their health with whatever is said on the pack. And we must do our very best to fulfill that promise consistently. Unfortunately, this is not always the case. There are industry players that are not as thorough. My point there is, let's make sure the industry operates at the right standards so that the promise we make to consumers are always fulfilled.
Absolutely. Mark, can you add to that?
I agree with everything Sebastian said, and I would encourage our industry and the leaders in this industry to put quality first. We are making products that help improve people's lives, and making sure that those are efficacious and formulated in a way that they're with the proper doses and the label claims are being met and that it meets the science and the regulatory requirements is critically important to the overall success of the industry. We all have seen, you know, examples of somebody getting called out and not meeting label claim, and it makes the whole industry look bad. We want to make sure that this industry is fairly new and it has massive upside potential to it. We just really have to stay focused on quality first and ensuring that we're providing the right efficacy to the consumer. And that'll bring more opportunities than we can imagine.
Mark, do you think we're winning that fight? I know you also in your Whole Foods magazine profile, you had mentioned, you know, that's one of the challenges is perception, consumer perception. And despite, you know, all of the good companies that are putting out quality information, we're constantly fighting this perception. I'm just wondering, in your eyes, do you think we're making progress? Are we winning that fight?
It's definitely, there's battles and there's the war, right? So I think that we win some battles and lose some battles, but I think for the war, we are winning. I think back to the 90s and the early 2000s and the differences that we have today. And I look at what's encouraging to me and where I'm going to measure that by is not by the articles in the newspaper and these sorts of things, but by the consumer confidence. Mm-hmm. The growth the industry has had, the consumers are trusting the products and they're taking more of the products. So that's a really good indicator. But also watching the quality companies grow over the last 25 years versus watching companies that have failed. Typically, not always, but typically, the companies that have grown have been the quality companies, the ones that are doing it right. And the companies that have failed, well, they failed because they weren't meeting quite the requirements that needed to be met. So I would say maybe I'm just eternally optimistic, but yes, I think we are winning the war. Although a few battles here and there, we might have some opportunities to do better on.
Yeah, I think those are great measurements. You know, number one, increased consumer usage over the years. And number two, like you said, the companies that have survived, you know, we have several companies in the industry that have been around 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years. Well, not several that are 100, but a few, right? I mean, that's a testament. So that's encouraging.
I fully agree. You know, if you look also at the quality of the publications that are out there now are looking at research on probiotics and natural health ingredients, it has had a massive step up over the past 10 years. And it has really followed a very encouraging trend, really trying to understand whether there is efficacy or not. And on when there is efficacy, how does this efficacy truly happen? That's number one. Number two is you can see more and more manufacturers that now commit to have dietary supplements, good manufacturing practices, which is also extremely encouraging. That raises the standard of the industry as a whole, right? And last on communication, you see also the communication on how the benefits on claims and so on and so forth being cleaned up overall across the industry, which is also a sign that there is this reckoning moment that we need to be serious about what we do, we need to be thorough about what we claim, and we need to manufacture and provide a high quality product to consumers. So as Mark mentioned, we are not winning all the battles, but I believe it's going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for joining us. You've given us a lot to think about. Anything that you want to leave us with before we go?
Well, I mean, look, it's been a pleasure today, really a pleasure. And I really am looking forward to engaging with you more in the future on the next stage of and the next innovation we're going to launch. There are exciting things coming up. And I'm also really looking forward to the future to really look at this increasing quality in the industry overall. So thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Todd and Maggie, thank you so much. Really value our time here and the opportunity. And I'm also looking forward to talking again very soon and talking about more successes that the industry as a whole, not just our company, but the industry as a whole is having, and sharing more about what we're going to be able to do to support it.
Absolutely. Well, keep us posted at Whole Foods Magazine. We love sharing the wins and the good news and everything coming out of the company. So we'll continue to do that, and we'll talk more in the future. Thank you both.